This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 7th day of August. Disregard. 7th day of July. It is the 7th day of July. Year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. My friend Dave Hodges, who's on Sunday evenings on RBN, is on vacation, but he continues to write some excellent articles. There's two here I want to point out before we move on. First, titled, The U.S. Military is Playing the Nuclear Blackmail Card Against United Nations Occupation Forces. And the other article is, We Desperately Need to Stop the Exploitation of Our Children. Great articles, as always, and I encourage you to read them. We will have open lines this morning and no guest, and the prepper tip of the day will lead into our discussion. Prepper tip of the day has to do with ambidextrous use of firearms, rifles, pistols, shotguns. Most of us, most of the time, we practice with our dominant hand, dominant eye, and of course we would. That's natural and that's normal. Nothing wrong with that. However, please consider the following. You could be in a tactical situation, or perhaps have an injured hand, where your weak hand has to take over and shoot that rifle, pistol, or shotgun, where normally it would be your strong hand, your dominant hand. You could be in a situation where you have to shoot around the side of a building, and the only way you can do that is to use the weak side. If you're right-handed, shooting around a corner using your left hand and left arm, as opposed to exposing your entire body, you expose only a very small part of your body in your head, which is certainly preferable if you're in a tactical situation where there's lead flying towards you. Therefore, and the reason I brought this up, I was out in the range yesterday with my grandson and his girlfriend and doing a little basic pistol instruction with this young lady. And that just brought it to mind. This young lady she's left-handed, her strong left hand strong, dominant, and right eye dominant. So we worked on that a little bit, and that just brought to mind the topic of being ambidextrous with your firearms handling. So it goes not only to the shooting of the rifle, pistol, and shotgun, but also reloading it, working all the controls, doing all the things that need to be done with a rifle, shotgun, or pistol. With a revolver, for example, opening the cylinder, loading and unloading, closing the cylinder. With a rifle, most bolt-action rifles are made for right-hand people, so it takes a little training to use the right hand when you're shooting left-handed. It can be done, of course. Semi-automatics, in general, are built for right-handed people. Usually the major controls on the right side. However, I've seen a mixed bag of magazine releases on either side, safeties on either side. And of course there are small numbers of firearms, rifles, and that are meant for left-hand shooters, bolt action meant for left-hand shooters. It's good practice, it's good training to do that, to practice ambidextrous rifle, pistol, and shotgun shooting. You may be really, really good shooting a handgun with your strong hand, and then when you switch to the weak hand, you may very well find out that your marksmanship is dramatically reduced, absolutely dramatically reduced. I'll mention dominant eye for a moment, and if you don't know which eye your dominant eye, I'll try to explain this. This is not television, obviously. Hold both hands out in front of you, arm's length, and bring your hands together until you leave an opening between two, your palms facing away from you. Leave an opening with your hands facing your face. Oh, about an inch and a half or so in diameter. The exact size really doesn't matter. And then pick an aiming spot some distance from you. It could be 10 or 12 feet away. It could be a clock or a picture. It doesn't matter what it is. And keeping both eyes open, draw that hand back to your face with that opening, that one inch and a half or so diameter opening. Just pull it back to your face with both eyes open. For most people, most of the time, they will pull that opening back to their dominant eye. And if you haven't done that before, this may be a wake-up call for you to learn which eye is your dominant eye. The young woman I was working with last night, now she's right eye dominant and left-handed. Shooting a pistol is not too much of a problem because that side picture is so far in front, typically a foot and a half, 20, 24 inches, depending on how long your arms are, that you can shoot left-handed and be right-eye dominant just by moving your eye to the left or right about 3 to 4 inches, which is not too much of an issue shooting a pistol. Shooting a rifle is another whole matter, however. Now, if you're left-handed and you want to shoot your rifle left-handed and your right eye dominant, and I've seen many people do this, they will scrunch their neck trying to get that dominant eye behind the sights, which, granted, it can be done, but it's not comfortable. You're going to get a crank in your neck, and your accuracy is going to suffer. So it's a quandary. What do you do if you're left-handed and right-eye dominant, or on the converse, you're right-handed and left-eye dominant? Well, let's look at the choices. You can learn to become shoot with your left eye, make your left eye be the dominant eye if you're left-handed. Or you can learn to shoot the rifle right-handed. That's basically the two choices. The third choice of crinking your neck over to the side really is not acceptable. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution. And it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th of July. Cover 6 Gear has their new product they're launching. These are the Outside the Waistband Kydex holsters. I was at a barbecue Saturday, and a friend of mine was carrying his 1911 in an Outside the Waistband holster. It was not a Cover 6 Gear holster. And he said, John, look at this. He took it out of off his belt and showed it to me. He says, look right here. This edge cuts right into my side. And I said, well, what you need is a Cover 6 gear holster. It won't do that. It won't have that edge cutting into your side like this current holster you're using. So he said he would check it out and let me know what he thought. And I urge you to do the same. A lot of people I know and associate with, they carry a pistol all the time. And a 2-pound chunk of steel, 24-ounce chunk of steel, whatever it is, it's a lot. It's a lot of weight. It's a lot of bulk. And if you don't have the proper holster, well, it's not going to be comfortable to carry that chunk of steel. I've had any number of pistol students, they graduate from my class, and they go out and buy a full-size semi-automatic pistol. They carry it for a couple of weeks in a holster that's not comfortable, and that's the end of that. They stop carrying it, and they go look for something smaller. With a Cover 6 gear holster, that's possible. It's possible you might be able to carry a large semi-automatic pistol comfortably. No guarantee. Some people just don't like the weight, regardless of how comfortable the holster is. But you don't know unless you check it out, do you? Cover 6 gear holsters, handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen, high-quality leather, thick kydex, 0.080 thickness kydex. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. The holiday's over, so they can take your orders on the telephone today, 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. Let's see, we got on hold in Chicago, Rob in Chicago. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Mr. John. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. It's hot down here.
Oh, who ordered double extra sticky? I don't know, but, boy, it got quick up here. We had some serious good storms up here last night. Also, wanted to mention, Dave Acton out of California mentioned that the X-22 report, he couldn't find it anymore. So
let's back up. YouTube pulled them down for violation of their standards. There was an appeal. I went through the same thing 2 or 3 years ago, but they're back up and running.
Are they? Okay. Well, but that just tells you that, you know, if they don't want people hearing the truth.
Right.
I look at, there was a great article, you and I know, John, anything that's good and real, most times that's really hardcore, they can't leave out there long enough. I found out an interesting article probably less than a year ago, and talking about ancient civilizations on there, and the man behind it was actually putting a movement into South Africa, Michael Pellinger. You can't find his name on YouTube. because the movement in South Africa was to get rid of the centralized banking system and the governmental problems that were mirrored to ours. So why would you allow that on? But anyways, I agree with you on your article, or you're talking about the ambidextrous shooting, because that I learned that a while ago. To just go ahead and practice, like you're saying, that it comes in terribly handy. And believe it or not, if you don't go into it with any premise of, oh, gosh, I can't do this. Oh, no, this is out of the norm. Your body will react fine to it. It's very, natural for you to use both your hands and both your eyes.
It is. Did you ever see a YouTube video of the man on a, I think he's sitting on the hood of a car shooting a single-action Colt revolver with his feet only?
No, I have not seen that.
He's a man. He did not use, I don't recall if he didn't have hands or didn't have the use of them, but he didn't have the use of his hands. He may not have had hands. I don't recall specifically. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But he was manipulating all the controls and shooting a full-size Colt single-action revolver using only his feet and toes.
Well, I do remember an amputee years ago, they took some of his toes off to put on his hands so that he had fingers.
That would be quite
a
deal.
Well,
okay.
But
well,
anyways,
okay, Rob.
There is a, okay.
Anything else right now?
No, I was just going to relay about a gentleman on YouTube that I did see that had he had a video out where he was at a range. He's obviously trained and done this many times, but he shot two pistols at one time at the target. And quite frankly, John, it's not necessarily you have to be extraordinarily safe, you know, safe when you're doing this and trying this. I have done this at the range.
You broke up. What was he doing again? Start over.
He had two sets of pistols. He actually had he was rapid firing them. And he could shoot two pistols, both at the same time, and empty them speed loader style, like a professional, like a police officer who would have to qualify. But the point being is not so much the speed, the fact that he could control both of them. And there may be situations where, like you're saying, you may not have a chance to change hands. You may actually have the opportunity where you have one weapon in one hand and one in the other one, and you need that. So
he shot two pistols at the same time, concurrently.
Concurrently, yes. Rapid fire. I don't know how his mind was able. He obviously has a very well-tuned mind, because for left and right side to operate at the same time.
Well, I grew up watching Hopalong Cassidy do that 50 years ago, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is true. You know, again, John, when we open our minds, we can do things.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Rob.
Right,
we appreciate it. Okay, we got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Oh, good morning, John. Yeah, I can go to that handicapped guy one better. No matter what I do, I seem to be all thumbs. But can you hear me?
Go ahead, yeah.
Very good, yeah. It's really interesting to hear you raise this question of, you know, non-dominant hand and eye shooting, because, you know, the probability of ending up in that circumstance is probably higher than most of us realize. And I found that after diligent practice with my 1911, in my non-dominant hand, I can dependably take out an encroaching attacker at 60, maybe 70 inches.
Okay. All right.
That's how bad the non-dominant thing is, you know.
Well, it takes practice, Glenn, and you might want to start out with a pellet pistol first, so you can develop the basic skills without dealing with the recoil and the report of the pistol, and go up from there.
Right.
Just like starting fresh.
Yeah, I've never been able to do much of anything, you know, even trying to land a punch with the old left hand. I'm super right dominant in almost everything. So yeah, anything I want to do spatial relations wise with the left requires a whole lot of practice, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, that's true of most of us.
Feedback work or anything, yeah.
More you practice, better you get.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. My student yesterday, this young woman, 17 years old, had never fired a real firearm before in her life. She had, however, her grandfather had given her training on a pellet pistol. So she has good hand-eye coordination, and we were shooting just like my regular pistol students do in my concealed carry class. We're shooting from 7 yards, 21 feet, at a B-27 full-size Silhouette, and I was so proud of her. We went through the classroom work, walked out to the range, and she shot a nice tight group, all 9s, 10s, and nexus. Very, very proud. Give a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, July the 7th. Freeze-dried guy still has long-range patrol rations on sale. However, he's got a new sale that just began on the 1st of July. And these are freeze-dried Mountain House products by the case. So here they are. Chicken and rice, 30% off. Spaghetti with meat sauce, 30% off. These are cases of number 10 cans. Number 10 can, the size of a 3-pound coffee can. Chili mac with beef, 30% off. Vegetable stew with beef, 30% off. Beef stroganoff, I've had that. That is really good. You can't tell it from a fine restaurant, quite frankly. Long grain and wild rice pilaf, 30% off. Macaroni and cheese, 30% off. Chicken teriyaki, New Orleans, 30% off. New Orleans rice with shrimp and ham, 40% off. Let's see, pasta primavera, 40%. And there's more. And some are even more, have a bigger discount. You can get all the nutritional facts, get to find out what the discount is, the price, includes delivery to the lower 48. Keep that in mind. It makes a big difference these days. Shipping is getting so expensive. You get all the details at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. When I started my grandson on his shooting training, his firearms training, we started out with BB guns, and we did the BB gun training for several years up until, I believe, oh, now my memory is not all that clear. I think he was 12 when he got his first his 22 caliber rifle, iron sights only. And he shot iron sights only up until, I think, about two years ago. My training paradigm is to use iron sights only for novices and get them very, very competent with iron sights before they ever use optics, red dot sights or telescopic sights in any way, shape, or form. Get a good solid foundation with the iron sights first before moving on to optics. Many other instructors share that belief. And I tell my pistol students in my concealed carry training, if you want to get a laser sight, by all means do so, but get your foundational skills first, and never, ever depend your life on something that uses a battery if you can help it. And if you don't have the foundational skills and you need that laser sight or you need that red dot sight to properly shoot that firearm, you could be in really big trouble if that battery goes bad at the wrong time. We've got a caller here on hold to James in Oklahoma. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I have a question about your second show.
Yes, sir.
I've called in and heard you, though. I tried to call you on it, and I can't get through.
Well, here's what happens, James. I can't tell the difference between somebody who's on hold listening and somebody who wants to be talking. There may be a way around that. I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
So I'll have 8 or 10 people stacked up there listening on the telephone. And there may be one like you that wants to talk, but the rest don't. And I can't tell the difference just sitting here looking at the control board.
Okay.
So that's an issue, and I'm not sure what the resolution is yet, but if I find out, I'll let everybody know.
Okay. The other question I had was, you was talking about ham license.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people, I told them, that I drove a truck and I run at least 2 meters and 220 in my truck.
Sure.
And, you tell people about it, it's just, like I got a friend I've known 15 years. He's been working on his ham license, 15 years, and
right.
He ain't got them yet.
Well, that's a matter of desire. Any adult with a normal intelligence can do that in a few weeks. I don't care how busy you are. We routinely have 8 and 10 year old boys and girls get their ham radio license. These days, there's no code involved, as you know, James, but just for everybody's, you no longer need to know Morse code to get your ham radio license.
Right. I know that. I've been around the block with it.
It's difficult. I know it's maddening, James, isn't it? It's a tiny fraction of 1% of the adults in this country. I'd say less than 0.1% of the adults in this country have a ham radio license. And even among those of us who consider ourselves preppers and aware of what's going on, most of us don't have them either.
Well, we need to upgrade to general or extra.
Well, getting the entry-level no-code tech is a good start.
Yeah, real good start.
And most, as you know, you're a ham just like I am. 95% of all ham communication takes place on the 2 meter band anyway. And at entry level license will allow you to get on that 2 meter band. And most importantly of all, get the good foundational knowledge that you need to do everything else.
Yes. I run 220. I like 220. It talks like 440, and it talks like 2 meters.
I've used 440 and 2 meter a lot. I've not used 220 yet. But you get pretty good clarity and pretty good distance with it?
Yes. I had one of them Elinkos and it had 25 watts. And I could talk pretty good on it. Mostly.
A decent antenna, yeah. 25 watts and a good antenna. You can do pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we like an engineer. We'll lose people pretty quick. We start getting the ham radio engineering here. But anything else this morning, James?
That's all.
We appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. I touched on something we're talking with Glenn there a moment ago. I want to come back to that, revisit that. Glenn mentioned the difficulty he had shooting with his weak hand with 1911. It's like starting all over. If you've only shot with your strong hand, rifle, shotguns, pistols, and you decide, well, I'm going to become ambidextrous with my shooting, it's almost like you're starting all over. Not quite, but close. So if you consider it in that light, that, hey, I'm beginning fresh, I got a new beginning, a new start here, why not do it just like you would if you were starting fresh in total with a pellet pistol? Or a pellet rifle, or both. And get those basic skills down once again. The basic skills of sight picture, breath control, trigger control, using a pellet pistol, using a pellet rifle. And work your way up from that. Then once you've done that enough to develop the muscle memory in that weak hand, then move up to the 22. And do the same thing, sight picture, breath control, trigger control, until you become competent with 22 caliber pistols and 22 caliber rifles. And if you practice in that manner, the likelihood of you being successful will be dramatically increased, I believe. And Glenn was right. The odds of having to use your weak hand and your weak eye, for whatever reason it might be, is not a remote possibility. It's a very strong possibility. Very strong. Whether it's a tactical situation where you have to peer around a building on your weak side, or for whatever reason your strong hand is incapacitated and you can't use it because of an injury or whatever the reason might be. So I urge all of you to please consider incorporating that kind of training in your firearms training so that if and when the need ever arises, you've done it before. You have the skill, you've developed the muscle memory, and it won't be a completely foreign thing for you to be engaged in using your weak hand and your weak eye to shoot your rifle, pistol, or shotgun. It'd be a real smart thing to do. And quite frankly, that when I went through basic training in the Army, that was not emphasized at all. It just, for whatever reason, I don't know why, it wasn't. But once I got to Vietnam, I realized pretty quickly I had to learn how to do this. Did a lot of dry fire practice. We got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Right there.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. My top right-hand corner of my homepage, you'll find the link to listen to my second hour from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And we have different guests today. We won't, but some interesting guests, and it's great to have that second hour. You'll also find the energy clinic for sale. We had a sale last week, and very gratifying results from the sale. I'll be shipping one to Denmark today as a consequence of that sale. The energy cleaner is a small electronic device that puts out a healing electrostatic signal to help you have a great pain-free sleep, wake up pain-free, more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go get them. $285 shipping included, the energy cleaner. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com, toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. One of the things I do with in with my more advanced students, firearms students, is work to introduce stress into the instruction. When stress is introduced to whatever you're doing, whether it's shooting pistols or otherwise, it changes everything. Stress changes everything. There's different things we've done both in the Army and in the private sector to introduce stress, where you, for example, you may shoot a couple of rounds downrange and have to run a certain distance. And this is, of course, on the clock, and you're competing against other men and possibly women. You have to run to a certain place and then run back, pick up the firearm, and shoot immediately following the running, where you're out of breath and trying to catch your breath and so forth. That's a good stress inducer, just the running thing. Maybe have to start from the surrender position where you got your back to the target and your hands in the raised position, in the surrender position. And when the whistle blows, you have to turn around, draw your weapon, and fire as quickly as you can. Or another great one, and this one I really like because it's so much fun, shooting at steel plates. And when the whistle blows, you draw your weapon, fire at a steel plate, and the clock starts when you hit that steel plate, and you only got one round in a pistol. Then you have to change magazines, put a fresh round in the chamber, and fire and hit the steel plate a second time. That's when the clock starts. So what you're timing is the time it takes to change magazines and get a round back on target. That's great training. It is really, really good training. We got a caller on hold here. Rose. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. I hope you're doing well.
Outstanding, yes.
I wanted to share a few things I've been trying to share. I usually sometimes go too late. The latest that I have heard was I usually hear Dr. Parker. He comes on Sundays in RBN. And he was mentioning one point that he's an advocate of the water. And he said that the UN, after Friday, owns the water. So that's a big one.
The United Nations owns what water?
The water around the world.
Well, they don't own my water. I got a well. And
well,
I also have a spring that puts out 1 million gallons a day. And I
understand, but the main waters, rivers, and whatever. And you would have to hear him on Sunday, you know.
Okay. Well, there are movements, at least in my state in Missouri, to have greater government control over various waterways. And we've been dealing with that for 40 years.
I know, but this is the UN taking over. Anyway, you will have to hear him to understand better what he's trying to say. And one of the things that it doesn't take me by surprise as a believer is that the cashless society, enforcement of a cashless society already started. They already have testing places like Walmart. I call Walmart like a globalist store.
Uh-huh.
And they already started like in Austin where people cannot pay with cash. They have to pay with a, you know, credit card. And they have to sign these papers saying that they agree with that.
I was going to say, because the violation of a very foundational part of our government and economy is right on the currency. It says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So if you're legal tender, if it's not legal tender anymore, that's an issue. And apparently they give up the right when they sign that paper.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, you know, for me, that's something, you know, that we have to, you know, unite, you know, praying against this tyranny. And when it came the other day, you know, this issue of the illegal aliens,
uh-huh.
Like you said, in the past, it was most likely in the future martial law imposition. And I personally believe it's to another way of NAFTA, you know, and, you know, they know there is a tendency in some cultures, and this is not to attack any culture in particular or against them, but some cultures, they have a tendency that they don't want to learn English, and by allowing all these people coming in, it's a way to take away our identity as a nation, not to mention to most likely in the future, these people, many of these people, are bringing unknown diseases that they were not familiarized with.
There's some unknown, but there's a lot of diseases we do know, such as drug-resistant tuberculosis, strains of measles, never seen in this country before, scabies. It's a long list.
And then, you know, most likely they will try to use that as an excuse. Look, these are diseases, you know, now try to impose vaccines. So we have to keep our eyes alert about that.
And I know people, I know people personally, Rose, who are still suffering from the swine flu vaccine from the 1970s. They're still suffering from it.
And then the other day, I think it was last Friday, somebody asked about a good immune system, how to keep it. Well, as we all know, you know, it's keeping a good diet free of GMO, supplementing our diet because of the earth depletion. And I would suggest, you know, even though it's in a different station, the Bright Side with Ben. He's a pharmacist and a nutritionist. He's registered. And he gives a lot of good information. And the archives there are free, too, if you know, for the people. The time he comes from 11 to 12, where you could hear him. He's an encyclopedia of knowledge. You know, I know that there's other sources, but I have learned a lot about that.
Okay, that sounds good. Rose, we're just about out of time.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. We don't have time for any more calls, so tomorrow, let's see, I think we have Dr. Phil tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken, but I believe we have Dr. Phil tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have Professor McCanny Wednesday. The second hour, I expect we'll have Paul Martin for us tomorrow and Tim Spencer Wednesday. A full week, as always. Lots of things going on, as always. You may have saw the quotation on Drudge Report, Joan Rivers, the well-known celebrity Joan Rivers, stating publicly that the President of the United States is a homosexual and his wife is a man. So I don't know where that's going to go. It may or may not go anywhere. There's been lots of speculation about that very thing for quite a while. It's nothing new. Having somebody with that kind of celebrity status saying it is something new. So that's a bit off the edge of the map, to say the least. Well, just about to wrap it up here. I'll be back with my second hour, and we'll be discussing more things and more topics on that second hour at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Looking forward to that, and hopefully many of you can join me there. So there's the music. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never ever give up your gun. Talk to many of you in an hour. Be safe. God bless America.